I guess the previous meeting is running late.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
Same. I just was in a call with Jakob, so I think he'll be able to join us. We'll just give him a minute. I don't know who else, if we're gonna have any special guest since this is kind of bigger topic. Does anyone have any updates or anything before we start, or anything you want to talk about while we wait for Yakum? We can just listen to
Sure.
my cat scream.
Am almost finished with the, well, what I hope is almost finished with the state model endpoint for the broker, and hopefully after that I can do some other stuff done. The next thing I was going to take care of hopefully this morning was the issue with permissions on the directory. Get that hopefully squared away soon, and then move on to whatever's next.
Have you talked to Jakob about what he might want you to tackle next, or has that not come up yet?
I've mostly been talking to him about the broker stuff, but he'll wanna I gotta get with him once I get this latest commit in, and he'll probably want a code review and stuff like that. But I don't know what he has in after the broker stuff for the but I'll talk with him, no doubt.
Awesome, thanks. Ian, it sounded like you were also going to say something.
Yeah, I was gonna say I set up a environment for the ebooks pilot with Reservoir.
Thank you so much.
And I think that's like a blocker for some people, but I wasn't exactly sure who to notify. So I just wanted to make sure that you were able to move that forward if that's what it takes, or tell me what else you need if that's not what it takes.
I hope that's all we need. I have a question on here about what type of tenants, about what type of tenants we might want to create for this test environment. I think you probably the one you created was like a classic reshare tenant, I assume.
No, it's just Reservoir. There's nothing
Just
on
Reservoir.
that.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know what to do for tenants, but I think before anything can happen, that reservoir needs to be populated, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the critical first step. And so I think that you unblocked David. He did ask, he has some question for you, I think. I'm trying to find the, there's like 50 tickets, so he said there are well, I'll just copy the comment, but he said there are various diff to the dev and reshare instances. Is this intentional?
Yeah. What do you mean? Like there's a difference between the deployment?
I guess. Yeah, like he said, like there's like different delays for that environment, and I don't know if it's a blocker or if he's just asking you why they're different, but
I will look at his comment and see if I need to adjust anything.
okay. Yeah, so this pilot, like the first step is just mostly about
Hey guys.
the clustering. Oh, hey, Jakob. Okay, sorry. Yeah, we can switch gears. I put the link to this like spike ticket, but I don't know where anyone might want to start on this conversation. But we currently have a lot of reshare environments that we're trying to maintain, and also eventually we will need to upgrade the legacy customers, as Ian is calling them, to the reshare too, presumably.
That will be an exciting time.
Should we pull up? I'll just share my screen so we can do it.
Yeah, I was just trying to do that, but thank you for doing it. Okay.
What was the issue again? It's an IL dev.
Yeah, it's 269. I'll have 269. I think it might be assigned to me. Yeah.
There it is. Okay, so we were going to talk about what to do. Guess I'll open both of these. Here's our current environments, and then I haven't seen this document yet, but maybe I should have reviewed it. Sorry. So right now we've got what I would consider environments that are becoming legacy. PALSY, TRLN, and then like Flow. They're running older versions of Folio. But it's hard to update them because the newer versions of Reshare, I understand, have things that they don't want or don't help them or are untested.
Last one.
Untested. Okay. And then we've got Trove, which is running a master. That's nice. And then a bunch of various and sundry dev environments. But I'm not going to worry about those right now, because they should just follow what our plan is here. So, I mean, I guess my question is, like, I don't have a great sense of what we're going to do with these guys. So, for instance, we have to do this database upgrade, but I couldn't update them to Q because, we didn't want to move forward with the rest of the stuff. So I'm just doing it without upgrading their reshare system at all. But at some point, we may need to update them for, if there's a serious security problem or, whatever. I may need some change or whatever. So I think it would be good if we had a plan for what the target is for these guys. I'll stop talking now. Or maybe I'll ask a question. So, what's the plan for this? So, for PALSY, Are we going to move them to reshare 2? Are we going to bring them up to reshare 219?
I have a couple of questions. If we decide to upgrade them to 219,
Yep.
can that work with Poppy, or does that automatically mean we need to upgrade them to Casnelia?
I think it could be backwards compatible to Poppy, but I would want to get them on Quesnelia because Poppy doesn't officially support Postgres 16, even though it'll work, but yeah.
Okay. So you would do
Wait.
that, like if you were upgrading Mother S, you would upgrade also the folio bits,
I think
basically.
yes, it would be good to update to the latest Folio stuff just to keep current and not, like this is old, but it's workable. But like the older it gets, the harder it is to work with, if we need to change anything.
And
But doesn't
217 support Casnelia?
not that I could build, but yeah.
And so we have Cardinal East West upgraded to 219, right?
Yeah.
Can we do enough testing so that it will cover the sort of the use cases for the for all the guys that are on Poppy and 217?
I mean, that's where we tested 217, if I recall.
Are those so like IPLC flow, MNLINK, are those very similar in terms of configuration, or are there major differences that we need
No,
to
these are all
migrate to?
similar. These guys are all sort of reshare classic. They use Reservoir. They don't use the broker.
Got it. So they use Reservoir. They use, but there's some various ILS integrations, right? Like
Yeah, they have a
for
whole pile of
MNLINK.
ILS integrations. I'm not saying that we need to upgrade these guys to 19. I'm just wondering. If we are like, what should I, how should I frame my thinking about keeping these environments in shape?
Yeah, like maintenance upgrade, right? I mean, I think that if we can test it and we could make the 219 final release and upgrade them to that and upgrade them to Casnelia. So it will be, but it will be purely like a maintenance upgrade, right? It wouldn't be any functionality.
Right, so they don't, they're not getting anything that they want. Out of that would
No.
just be things that I want. So, that might be a big effort for a little payoff. So, I'm open to, targeting the
So
next one or whatever, but I think it's useful to have a plan.
would like so we couldn't add any of the functionality that that we've like developed since 217, like
Just a few little things. I mentioned the dock.
yeah, maybe you want to open that dock. There's a couple of small things.
But they're small, yeah. They're not going to be major improvements. Right at the top, I think. I thought you scrolled to the
No.
top.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's this tiny little list.
Okay, so like things like being able to set a default due date, and like adding conditionals for copies, like none of that would be folded into the 219 release because it's all dependent on the broker.
The default due date seems plausible.
Yeah, you can add it there. I think that will work. Okay, so maybe this should inspire me to actually do the release notes for what we've done so far for 219 so that we can maybe identify the actual functional things that we could potentially fold in. Obviously, they'd have to be tested heavily, but that could maybe some of that stuff could get squeezed in that we did for Trove and maybe for ZFL. I don't know.
Yeah,
We haven't,
I think if you could
yeah.
review it, then we can also double check if this is something that requires the broker, or is that unrelated to that broker integration. If it's unrelated, then it's a potential thing that they could benefit from. Yeah, so we can so you could help maybe Mallory to compile those notes, but that's just the information. I think the other thing maybe that you should kind of assess is whether we what would be the test, like the QA effort for this, because we would need to test this, right? So I don't know
I
how
mean,
would
we also
that
need development effort
be.
because there will be things that are broken. Because this is a lot. Like everything changed to get ZFL working. Like that was a major lift. Where, like, just the way we send protocol messages, there's just so much that changed.
You know what, though? I think that before Deborah left, I think we might have tested like almost all of the 218 stuff against like east west or north south. I forget
Yeah.
which environment. So I think some of that has been
Oh, okay.
already
That's encouraging.
reviewed. Yeah, I'll find our testing docs because I know that we were trying to make sure that regular reshare was still working with the 218 stuff.
And we also kind of tried along the way with the Tro stuff, but it's just like there was a lot, and we didn't do that extensively either. So
Right.
maybe I'm just not being optimistic enough, but it just feels like something is bound to have been broken.
Well, the Trove stuff has never been tested in with the in the non-broker modes,
Okay,
so I
kind
don't think
of,
we
a
can.
little bit in development, but yeah, no, not
Yeah, but
extensively.
right, not extensively. So I think Mallory, what we would need to plan is to do like an end-to-end test on East-West. Or yeah, whatever the environment, right? So essentially, like, what's the effort for that? Do we have a scenario like test scenarios that we would like to test, that sort of thing, right? Because for Trove we had pretty good scenarios. I think it's gonna be similar, but yeah, if they have something special, then that would need to be verified.
Yeah, I'm trying to I'll link the doc that Deborah and I had used for testing. But I think we have like a pretty good like testing document. It probably needs to be added to at this point, but just dropping it into the chat, but I'll also put it in document that we're keeping notes in right now. And we would do that on East West, which is currently running. Well, yeah, right now it says it's running a the same snapshot of, well, it's running it. I don't know how to describe this. It's on a 219 snapshot instead of whatever tro. I think it's the same thing as dev. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
East
Excuse
West
me.
is running master.
But is it on a queue? Should that be upgraded to a queue release, or is it on queue? Do you know?
Believe it's already there.
So hypothetically, we could already be testing everything that's been added for Trove in East West if I can get East and West to work nicely.
Yeah, so right now we're talking about what would it take to do option two, right? Get everyone updated to 119.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it's testing and, yeah, and doing this upgrade, I guess. Option three. It's testing, it's doing the upgrade, it's scheduling all the stuff with the customers to make that Right.
happen, and then it's also the development work to fix whatever we found in the testing, and then the retesting of the fixes. And it's also the goodwill that we maybe lose because we missed something, and the disruption that, et cetera. Just
Sure.
when we first discussed this document, we decided we were just going to continue with option one.
Okay.
But I think it
Yeah,
has
what
since.
changed? Yeah, I'm wondering that too.
Well, I mean, I think that it's a lot for you to be managing three different versions and also not being able to upgrade the legacy customers to queue. I think this is why we're revisiting this, but
Well,
also we do need to think about, like, we got to start thinking forward to like what the migration to reshare 2 is going to look like. Does it make it easier if they're already up on the latest version of reshare generally to but before we do that migration?
I don't really think so, because the only ones that are on different versions are ZFL and Trove, and their systems are significantly different anyways. So whatever would need a different process for those versions is going to need a different process anyways, because they're so different. But otherwise, it's a huge change between ModRS and what we're building next. So that's going to be quite the migration anyways. I don't know. I don't think it buys us a lot there.
Yeah, I mean, that's also, I think, a reasonable approach too. I mean, I'm gonna update these Postgres instances either way, so it doesn't, it was a little uncomfortable, but we have a plan for that. So we don't need to upgrade folks to queue. Yeah, I guess what I'm looking for is just kind of understanding what our plan is. Yeah. I'm okay with either of these options. I just want to know what to expect.
I
Jakob,
think
you had commented
something
that
from me.
you were like option one. Are you still of that opinion?
Yes, I mean, unless, of course, you, as I said last week, unless there's something pressing that you need to address, like the security issue. So, for example, if you need to upgrade to Castnelia because Poppy or whatever they're running does not support Postgres 16, there's plenty of open security issues. It doesn't look great, especially for the ISO, the security compliance, right? We kind of need to kind of keep track of that.
I
Then
mean,
I think we need to so I would say the least amount of work is what I would like us to do for this. But if the least amount of work is just to test 219, I mean, it's working, right? I mean, we use it. There is the be additional benefit that we would have people aligned on the same version, so some hot fixes are easy to deploy. So even if we're gonna use it for the next couple of months, it's already a benefit.
Okay.
So that's why I would say if that's not whole, but then my question is mainly how much testing effort, right? I mean, can we, as Mallory said, there's been already some work done before Deborah left. I think that was done. Was that done with 219 though, Mallory, or was it with 218?
18, I think.
It was just 218. I
Yeah.
haven't done any
Right.
testing on 219, but I can start doing that.
Can I propose something for option one? I mean, the liability here is that I was going into work on this and I found it that I couldn't switch things in the platform around very easily. But one thing that we could think about is if we want to stay, if we don't want to update the reshare stuff, if something comes up and we need to update the platform and the background modules, with a little more time, we could just review the stripes thing to make sure that it will build with the new one. So there may be a bit of development, making sure stripes components and all that kind of stuff fit together. But we could keep all the reshare stuff, right? There's, if we're saying we're not really going to get anything by doing this upgrade to, 119, we don't need to do that. We just need to make sure it could work with the newer version of Folio if we needed to. So that's an option.
Yeah, I mean, I think my opinion is that if we don't have to do it, we just don't do it. Because
Okay.
there's always, like, one thing is, my biggest concern with this 119 is that we really haven't exercised that option where where it's using, like, the built-in rota construction. We've not used it much. I don't think we've used it at all. Maybe somebody used it on East West. I don't know.
Well, we didn't change it either, though.
Yeah, but we did add some functionality and we never tested it with that other option. So
Yeah, we do need to test it.
if we had some good test coverage and we had some good sort of process around it, I would say, yeah, let's do it, right? But we have shitty test coverage, and we don't even know really what to test. So it's like, that's the problem.
Okay.
Like, we're
I'm
gonna
learning more.
spend weeks testing it. Like but correct me if I'm wrong, because if you guys feel more confident about this, then I think that's fine. But if we now spend weeks just to update them and then deal with the fallout, for the next 2 months where they start raising issues where something broke or regressed, I think it's a waste of time,
Okay.
right? I mean, then we don't want to do that.
I'm amenable to option one, just given the option that we might need to spend some time just making sure we can get a consistent platform build if we need to change some Stripe stuff around. We don't have an urgent need to do that right now, but if something comes up, that'll be what we need to figure out. So as long
But
as we can,
that's
like,
that you that that Ian would be needed for the Castilli upgrade.
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So
Yeah,
like
that would be good to do, yeah.
if something comes up and I need to change things about these legacy environments, that would be the work to do. So we would just need to be able to, I don't think it would be a lot of work. We would just need to grab some of Jason's time probably to help me make sure that I can get a platform that is good.
Yeah.
But there's no reason, it doesn't seem like there's really a compelling reason to upgrade ModRS for these guys.
No, I don't think so. Unless Mallory goes through that release notes and decides that no, actually we have some good stuff that they could benefit from or we're asking for, and it makes sense. But unless that happens, I think let's not do it, right? Because we're just gonna put we're just gonna make a lot of work for ourselves, I think, with the ongoing support afterwards.
All right, I am amenable to option one then, with the option with the knowing that we might need to put a little bit of effort to update the platform in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, put that note there. So I think we just need to factor that in our plans. I think that's a good point. I mean, we need to update that folio release because it's ancient.
Should we just plan on scheduling? I mean, I don't know. Everyone's got a lot of work and I don't need this right now, but should we just open a ticket to deal with it later or what?
Or just put a note there that this option one includes some of the developer's time to support that Castilli update, right? Or help with any problems with that Castilli update. I think that's fair, and then we need to plan for that time.
Should I be so just to confirm, I should still test 219 in East West.
I don't think it's critical, Mallory. I think maybe first you should look through the release notes and see if there's anything if you look at those release notes alone and you take some of those things that are functional without the broker integration, would that make a case for upgrades for those customers, for
Okay.
those 217 customers? I think that's the question, right? And maybe use your judgment. Because for me it's really hard to say. I don't know like what they complain about. I know that they need the ISO 18.6.6 integration with Alma, and that's not gonna be something we can offer with this upgrade,
Right.
because that no longer would be an upgrade. That would be a total system migration,
Right, which we also need to start
which
planning
we
for,
need to
right?
do. Yeah.
But first, we need something to exist that they can migrate to.
Right. Okay. Not to like mire this down in this conversation, but kind of related. So, Jakob, we just met about the Minitex grant work, and there are some functional changes that they would like that are ModRS based or could be ModRS based. Would there be an opportunity to add like one or two of those things into this 219 reshare and do the, like get paid for that work, or should we just, well, anyway, that's for us to discuss tomorrow, but it's just a
Yeah.
thought, like if we were going to release 219, like could we pack in a little bit of Minitex work? So
Yeah. That's I'll think I'll take that angle when I'm gonna go through that list. So let's discuss
okay.
tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I think for now the decision is that Ian's gonna go and put like a task somewhere in Jira, or I don't know, in, on his to-do list for getting 217 work with Casnovia base. And this is like the plan for now, that if we're gonna do any upgrade, it's just going to be the folio upgrade because he needs Postgres 16. Plus some security issues and so forth. In the meantime, Mallory, you just take a look at that release notes, like so we have a slightly better list than the one that Jason put in the documents, right? I mean, like what specifically will they be getting, and then we'll also discuss the Minitex grant tomorrow, and maybe that's gonna change the picture. But for now, we're going with option one, unless we decide tomorrow that we actually need to ship any version. Because what we don't want to do, I assume, is to keep on adding functionality to those old branches, right?
Right. That sounds, I think that seems reasonable. Ian, do you feel like comfortable and stuff with all this? You're muted if you are trying to talk to us.
I think he had to go out to get his dog out or
Oh,
something.
okay. Sorry, I didn't see the chat. Okay. Well, Jason, Kurt, any thoughts about the current plan? Any concerns?
New plan, same as the old plan. It makes sense to
True.
me. I'm a little surprised that I don't know, I just forgot that it was as far back as Poppy for 117, but apparently.
That's pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah. But if we were upgrading it, wouldn't we go all the way to Ramsons at that point? Because 119 can work with Ramsons.
We could certainly do that. Just Q was the one that was supported by port, or was, excuse me, was tested with Postgres 16. So that's what I was saying. But yeah, I guess generally speaking, we just mean a modern Folio platform.
But like Postgres 16 probably doesn't have a breaking change or anything we used. It's just a matter of the official comfort of having this is explicitly tested.
Correct. Yeah. So that's what
But
I'm
there's no
doing.
breaking changes in Postgres.
There's some changes in Postgres. No, I don't think we use any of them, so it's all good.
Right. So that's we really if we wanted Postgres in particular, we could just do that. Would that like be like way
We're already doing that.
faster? Oh,
No,
okay. Well,
it's not
great.
a performance thing. It's a Postgres 13 is going out of support, and we'd have to pay a bunch more money to run it. Thing.
Aha, that's a good reason.
Yeah. So that's already handled. I just what I wanted, I guess what we're planning for is, however long we get keep this around, we may have to make changes. And in order to do that, we just need to have a plan for what we would do here. So it sounds like the plan is not to bring them all the way forward onto the thing, but to just keep in our back pocket the option that we may need to spend a little time adjusting the platform.
Yeah, probably so. And I mean, it's just as likely that the vulnerability will be in something that is already outdated in 2019, and then we're really screwed.
We'll worry about that later.
But the sooner we get to
Right, that's well, that's
research
I mean, that's
your
part of the appeal here, right? Is that we get to spend more time working on this, right?
But we could also, it's entirely likely that there'll be like some kind of way we can do sort of damage control in a surgical fashion.
Right. So that's kind of that seems like what we're coalescing around is the idea that we will leave these people here and we will be prepared to do some sort of surgical or platform upgrades and stuff like that. Does anyone have any dissenting opinions, or is that what everyone kind of thinks is a good idea?
Well, the sad thing is just it's annoying to have to do all the backporting and forwardporting and stuff when there's merge conflicts and what have you. Like,
Sure.
for example, all this work for Minitex to make things more accessible is going to be an annoying thing to forward port to 219.
Right. Okay.
And then we probably won't even try forward porting it to 218. I don't know. That kind of hassle.
Yeah.
Same thing if we, if like Minitex. If we want to take on some grant work that they're only going to be able to use for a few months, and then we'll have to, yeah, if we did that, we'd have to forward port it to 219 as well, or we'd consider forward porting it, or maybe we wouldn't do it, and I don't even know, that kind of thing. And then of course, whatever work we did, we would have to do for reshare 2 as well, because then they would just expect the new system would give them everything the old one did, which is.
Right. Well, we'd have to do that either way, even if we updated them to 19, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
but this is mah, maybe we don't want to do a really big reshare project funded right now. But of course, we know that, so we can bake it into whatever we charge. But hey.
We just as an aside, we have tried to steer them only to like DevOps related work and or the UI work. Like I told them multiple times that I didn't know that we'd be able to meet their deadline for anything that involves LoadRS, and they still came back with those as their priorities. So that's why we're still discussing it. But there's still a chance that like we're gonna just have to say like no, we can't do any of those things. But we're just trying to get funded work where we can.
Right. So yeah, I guess if we're on the hook to, well, that's, I don't know, that's uncomfortable. If we're on the hook to make ModRS changes, then we really should just upgrade them because it would be silly to do all kinds of new work on the 117 branch. Right.
I'd
Right.
kind of think so. And actually, since we're already doing the what you call it, accessibility work.
Yeah, and I think the accessibility work is definitely going to be pushed through on this. It's a
Because
higher
like that
priority, not
form,
just for Minitex, yeah.
that form in UIRS changes a bunch between versions. So the like just you can't just cherry pick that commit. There's gonna be a bunch of merge conflicts and it's gonna be fiddly.
Why is everything so fiddly? No.
Because it's software. But at least now we have the LLMs and you can make them do it, but then you have to review what else they did.
All
It's
right.
but I'm just trying to get a picture, trying to sort of summarize or whatever, but like it seems like right now, option one thing that might break that is if we are obligated to do ModRS work for MNLink, but we don't know about that yet, right? We don't know if we are
For
obligated to.
sure. Right.
Okay. So Mallory could come back and say, hey, we have to do this stuff, and then we will have to move to option two. But until then, or if we can avoid it, we're going to stick with option one. And that's what everyone's okay with.
That sounds accurate to me. Thank you for summarizing it.
But yeah, I'm still not super okay with the forward porting, but it's maybe the least worst.
Okay. Another thing I wanted to ask about is this environment. I know that we need a reservoir, which I've deployed, but we need some tenants.
Yeah.
What do we need? Like, do we want to work with a broker in the eBooks pilot? Are we gonna build it with, I don't know how independent it is from Mater S. Are we gonna build it against something that we're trying to get rid of? Or are we gonna build it against something new? What's going on
I'm
here?
curious to learn more about it. I don't know much. Like, are we
Yes.
making an ebooks thing or
Yeah,
let me
I don't know.
tell you about the ebooks pilot.
Please.
the ebook pilot is a subgroup of PASI libraries, NYU, Lehigh, and the New School. What they want to do is flag some books as being some ebooks as loanable. And so they've identified sets that they can provide to us through OAI, but they also want to include their primary reshare collections so that we can analyze the Gold Rush algorithm, which is what we currently use, and the P and E records would be separate. But they also there's this other part of the workflow, which is that we would send the records to Casalini's Share VDE service, and they would send us back clustered records where things are clustered under a work, and so P and E would be on the same record, and they want to analyze the differences between discovery experiences and E preferred or E first and then print fulfillment. So that is that's like the main like one of the main components is just like figuring out the ebook record workflow. But in the meantime, I thought we would just use the existing PALSY, their production PALSY tenants, and we'd just point the view finds, the two separate view finds, the one with the Share VDE records and the one with Gold Rush records at their productions tenants, and they could place a few requests just to see how it worked with the existing copy workflow. But Wayne rightfully so said, like, why would we want to test this workflow in prod? And I was like, yeah, we were just trying to like, they're just trying to get a proof of concept going. And so now the question is, do we deploy like clones of their existing tenants that have copy functionality that Minitext uses so they can at least pass URLs to each other? Or if we're going to do any development to support ebook ILL, should we create them as like Trove like reshare to like tenants? Because we wouldn't want to do any development in the old version. I dropped a few of the links in. There's like an epic for the pilot. There's some description of what I think we're doing with the pilot. And yeah.
It does kind of sound like it would work with the non-returnables the way it is, doesn't it?
As like an MVP, it would definitely work, but like, not everyone has an external service to get a URL to supply that way.
That would be the quickest way to get them going, for sure.
Right, that's why I was like, why do we even need new reshare tenants? Why can't we just use their prod
Yeah.
ones and they can screw around with them testing there? But I didn't realize that like to have a reservoir instance, you had to have a reshare environment as well. So I there was some confusion on my part of like what needed to happen.
That does sound surprising.
Yeah, so Ian set that up so that David Crossley can work on creating the reservoir like setup to ingest the records that have been flagged as loanable. Yeah, and we'll have two view finds, kind of like we did for the Cyclops CCLP project, where there was like the Gold Rush algorithm in one instance and the deep dish, whatever Charles named it, the deep dish match key that he
Ah.
developed. So
My question about this, I guess, is okay. So let's say we, deploy some 217 things for them to test with. They test, that's good, and then we want to upgrade them. What are we doing then? Are we releasing another 217? Are we?
for the ebook pilot,
Yeah. Like when the work that when the ebook pilot work is done and we're ready to upgrade so that they can have ebooks in prod. That's the
right.
goal,
So
right? Then what are they going to be running? Are they going to be running new reshare? Old reshare?
I
Then
mean,
will we have to port it to new reshare?
yeah. Yeah, that's why like we don't know when we're going to be upgrading Palsy generally to a new version. So like knowing when we're also going to bring in the pilot work is it's like I don't know. It's hard to estimate when we would do that. If they can use the current functionality, they wouldn't even need an upgrade. They would just need the view find, they would need records ingested with the loanable feature and some transformer work done and maybe some like request button changes in viewfind so that
Okay.
it would be more on I think more on the DevOps side if they can use the existing functionality.
So this does not touch Model S.
In its current form, it does not.
And it would work
The
with the broker.
Well, I mean, Trove can fill copy requests the same way with the URL. So yes, they probably at some point would like the mod DMS file upload option. So, but that's again looking into like I don't know if we give everyone 219 with the mod DMS edition or if that relies on the broker. That's a question.
Well, we just plan to not give them 219.
But there's still the same call.
I think because this is in like such early phases, like it's hard for me to know like what the sequencing of timing is gonna look like and exactly what they're gonna need for like a if there's state model changes or anything that we need to do, like that's we're not going to do that in the old version. That's at least I think that would be like really silly.
So it sounds like what we want to do probably is just clone the participants' tenants into this environment and adjust the integration so they talk to each other in this new environment. By which I mean like directory entries and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think for testing purposes, that's probably the most straightforward. If it gets further into, if anything, it actually turns into like development requirements for ebook workflows, like that's gonna have to be a longer range, I think conversation and what version of reshare they would be running and if would it have the broker. Like I think those are too far down the road.
Okay.
At this
So
point,
should I start on that now or should I create another ticket for cloning those things and close this one after I answer David's questions?
I think that's fine. I think you can close that ticket. I can create a ticket for cloning the environments, and I'll
Okay.
just triple run that by Seb because he has been like involved in all these conversations. Just make sure he doesn't think I'm going off the rails. But I think that makes sense. Then
Yeah.
they can go at their will and test and not have to worry about prod.
Okay, yeah, and we'll just need to be cautious about if we're going to do anything that m means we need to make Model S updates, then we have to, meet again and make some decisions.
Yep.
Okay.
And Ian, not to like distract you, but you're still doing Postgres upgrade starting on this Thursday. You're going to do Trove during the day, and then there's a couple libraries going in the evening or night.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I have a 10 o'clock meeting. I don't know if anyone else has questions about the ebook pilot or anything else while we're all together.
I would just like to hear a quick status update from the guys that we have signed.
Sure. I think Kurt gave a little bit of one right at the beginning of the meeting, but Kurt, do you mind restating?
Yeah, so actually I've been actually poking at it during the meeting. So I have the stuff for the state model endpoint for the cross-latent broker. I think it's ready to go ahead and go into code review again. So I've got the endpoint changed to where we want it to be. I got the tests added. I found the bug that was causing things to break, so I think things are looking good. So, hopefully that is ready to move on to the next step.
Did you see my comments, Kurt?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Unless there are any new ones since last night, but I'll double check. Make sure I didn't miss anything.
There's one new one which is pretty obvious. I don't know if it was just an omission. I mean, overall, this looks good, but just remove any notion of functions or classes that are specific to the returnables, right? Because we don't need it. So since we load everything by name now, then let's just do it and then. Just keep it
Okay,
hard coded.
I will. I'll go through and just make sure that that's cleaned up then.
I think it's fine in that action mapping service, the factory method, to just hard code the returnable, like a string or something. And then we will change it in the follow-up request to hook it up to the patron request. Field. I don't think we should directly inspect the IL request and switch it on the service type. Let's do it when at the point of request creation, and we will just add a new field to the patron request called state model. So the result of that selection will be stored, and we can always change it, like manually if we don't like it, right? Or if we upload a new state model, then we will be able to flip it directly on the patron request.
Okay. Yeah, I mean that's closer to what we're doing with ModRS anyway, I mean like the state model does have a
I think it's probably better, less magic. But yeah, so let's just do this cleanup. If you can do it right away, then and let's do it, and you can finally merge this. And please clean up the comments, right? I mean, let's not have any commented codes and stuff like that. Okay, cool. Yeah, then we need to think about the next task for you. How is it going with Ian? Did you have any success with setting up tenants?
Yeah, so there's three tenants there. I need to create NSIP users, system users for them, and deploy the Edge module. So that's on today's task list. But yeah, I'll update the ticket. I've got logins and stuff in LastPass and stuff like that, and
Yeah,
Stripes report.
please leave a note, leave a comment on the ticket when you're done and tag me and Adam,
Okay.
because I would like Adam to start like looking at the some tests, some end-to-end tests for the system.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Oh, and remember about this tutor, right? That you have on the board the RC17, ModRS RC17. To fix the problem with the failure to send a message.
This is for me.
Yeah, it's
Here,
you have it on
let's
your boards in the to-do.
Let me pull this up.
Let me share my screen. That's what I
ILL
need.
dev board. Oh, isn't that the one where we need to deploy a new? Oh no, this is 17. Okay, hold on. Yeah, let me pull it up. IOL dev board failed an ISO message. Let me share my screen a sec so we can see.
This needs a new RC17 release from AdderOS and upgrade to 12.
Oh, someone else is sharing. Okay. Yeah, this is for Trove, right? Okay, so we can release whenever. Should I just go ahead and create a release? And then Mallory, do you want to schedule it with them? I don't have any reason not to create a release.
You believe that I created a release ticket, but was waiting to close something out. So I don't know why those aren't linked to
Okay.
each other. So I'm sorry, but yes, I do wanna I wanna file the release and put it into test so that they can confirm and we can
Right.
schedule a prod update.
Okay, and is there anything that is still in flux or is it ready to be released right now?
Let me pull up the that's like RC17, right? Okay. Yeah, so there's I don't know why this I think this is the one you're looking at. You're looking at 257 or you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, yeah, if that one's done, which I think it is, then everything that I knew that we needed is done. So it can be. I just dropped the DevOps ticket into chat. It's DevOps 7004.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. That looks great. So, is there really anything actionable on this issue that we were looking at to whatever it was? Because it sounds like that ticket was saying we needed a 217, and then this other DevOps ticket says, okay, make the 217. So can we close that
No,
one
it
and
says
send that out?
RC17,
Yeah,
RC17.
sorry. So can we close 257 since I'm not going to do anything about this and all the work's done?
Okay, and do we have the release ticket already, Mallory?
Yeah, that is going to be DevOps 7. Jeez, I've got too many tabs open.
7004. Yeah.
Okay. Seven zero zero four. Let me just check if it's in a sprint already. It's not in a sprint, so I can put it in. Should it go in this sprint?
Yeah, I think so. DevOps, what was the ticket number?
7004. It's in the chat, I believe. Yep. It's in the Zoom chat. Mallory's last message. Okay. I'm satisfied with the plan for that one. Anything else that we need to discuss? It's almost top of the hour.
All right, somebody link that ticket up. Okay, on that ticket, please. Because this Jira thing is just driving me crazy today. Let's move on. Jason, any updates?
So Yanis has a commit there fixing that. So I'll go through again and change the case of a bunch of things. Yeah, I just want to get that like semi cleaned up so I can at least push up that branch so we can have something to look at on the reshare to your system.
Yeah,
And it'll let you
that's gonna be
create
nice.
and browse. But the display of them, I forgot how much of a rat's nest of just nonsense the UIRS code is. Like it's a little ridiculous. And I kept almost being like, I'm going to rewrite this. Like, no, I must just do something minimal now. And so just like a lot of commenting out, but right now it's all over the place, but it's still it renders. So I might have that up shortly. I kind of have a sense of a few different like units of work as I go now. So I could write this up as some short descriptive tickets. So so that you have some visibility into what I'm doing, if that would be helpful. Is there an epic already, or should I create one of those?
Yeah, there's that's the one.
Okay, I'll take a look at that and I'll
I mean,
populate it.
this is the link to this epic, right? This bind epic. IL depth 260.
260. All right. Yeah. So I'll add some stuff to that and hopefully close out the first of them.
Yeah, but
I
I
saw you
think
did
it
some
is.
work with the CQL builder. So the request endpoint I think should support CQL now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
Okay. So that I
not
can.
all fields, right? But some fields.
Right. So I'll get something in there maybe for. So one of the tickets will be for adding the search and filtering. So we can get
Yeah.
that fleshed out. Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
so I'll do that and get some visibility going. And yeah, I'll just try to get up something now because yeah, mostly I've just been playing with this locally, but perhaps just as well because it'll be otherwise it would just be a bunch of churn anyways. And
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, and I'll need to, I'll probably just gonna call the branch V2 in UIRS. And so I don't know what we need to do to have that running on the reshare to deployment, but I'll let you know when it's there. I guess I'll create a DevOps ticket.
That's fine. Just let me know
Done.
and I'll add it to the platform.
Sweet.
Yeah, create as many you need, Jason, just link them up to this epic. Then we're just
Yep,
going to have it
got
all
it.
in one place. Cool. All right.
And
Thank you.
Kurt was saying that once he's just about done there with getting something to expose the state model, so that'll be useful as well for some of this. And then he was going to take a look at what we'll need for directory to understand why it's having this authorization error.
Yeah, that's what I wanted actually to say. So, Kurt, is there a ticket for this? For this
Yeah, I made
directory
one.
issue? You made one or you will make one?
He has made it.
I did make it, and I may not have put it in the sprint, but I made a ticket. 270.
Okay, IL depth to 70.
Yeah,
Okay.
so just not in the sprint. Oops.
That's fine, no worries. I'll put it in the sprint. And maybe that's actually a good next task, Kerry, because we need to like
Yeah, I mean
start
that's what I
also.
was planning to get to next. So.
Yeah, so that's perfect. We also need to start kind of like resurrecting that directory piece and it needs some love from us, right? So I need to also understand from you guys a little bit about where we are with the directory and like what changes, what are the next steps, pretty much, right? So,
Well, we basically need to flesh out the schema. Because right now it has very, very few fields in there. So we need to populate it with the rest of what we need. Once we decide, like I kept it like that intentionally because it's like, well, if we haven't decided yet what kind of pattern we want to use, why refactor things a bunch across like 100 different fields when we haven't really kind of proved it out yet. So I think we have to decide that we're
Yeah.
happy with how this is going to work and settle into a plan. And then once we have a plan and we're happy with the way we're implementing it, then I would say we just pull in the rest of the fields. However, in terms of just having something semi-functional, I think that maybe we could just, even as it stands now, bring in a few strategic fields like getting the link to the parent records so that we can have the pickup locations, for example, nested under an institution, that kind of thing. Because right now
Yeah.
there's no way to because the pickup location is a pretty fundamental piece of this, and that would let us do that. I don't know. So we could maybe start with a few fields, but I don't know if we're 1,000% happy. I haven't really got much feedback from you on what you think of the way that's going, in that code base in general. And
I think
yeah,
the
there's
code
also
looks
the
fine, but I from a functional perspective. Schema changes are of course important. We need to kind of synchronize with the schema stuff that we have in the broker. But where are we with with the integration phase, are you able to, because I have to admit I haven't checked, but are you able to go to research tool? I mean, assuming this is fixed, log in, create some entries, like the basic stuff, basic routing and viewing, is that
The
gonna
permission
work?
doesn't let you create them. The permission doesn't let you create them.
Okay.
Locally, when I bypassed Okapi entirely, it would work, yes.
Okay.
It
Let's
doesn't
try to
let you
do the
populate
test
many
first, right?
fields. It just lets you put a symbol, but yeah, that's why that issue is pretty key.
Okay, good. So Kurt, let's try to fix it, and also like let's I can create a separate ticket, but where we want to be is that this is actually usable through the UI, right? So please test it on Reshare too. Yeah, and then we will create new tickets. One of them will be the schema changes and synchronizing that. But I think let's just get past the points where stuff works, because we've done a lot of work, I think, on this authorization layer. I don't think we've ever actually made it work on the integration system. So let's get it running,
A
working.
totally minor point, but some of those 401s should really be 403s. But I don't know. Is there a way? I don't know if there's a way for the UI to know what its own symbol is. So, for example, if we want to pull down child records, like the records that have the institution that this tenant is operating as a parent, the UI needs to be able to figure out what symbol it has, or should we just have a function that's mirroring the behavior of how we derive the symbol from the tenant on the back end?
No, I don't think we need that. No, I think the UI should not do this. Well, you can get it from the directory. We can. I think we won't be able to avoid hitting directory, because you will want to, just like in Trove, we want to populate the dropdown with pickup locations, etc.
Sure. But how does it
Oh.
know what symbol it has in order to find out what pickup locations belong to it?
Well, we need to configure it somehow. I don't know what's the best option. We can give you an
Oh,
endpoint in the
okay.
broker that's gonna tell you who you are, but maybe it should be just, yeah, something we configure
Well,
the UI with.
so I think we're going to want the UI to hit something, because we decided we were going to persist the settings in the directory, maybe. In general, though, we do want to have some kind of configuration beyond what we put into the bundle, and we might not even do per tenant bundles anymore. We might change that around.
Yeah.
So whatever's going to host our configuration, we probably want to just get all that up front, the way we're starting to do now with the app settings. So we could make a initial request when you open a reshare-based UI, and it will just hit the back end and get its configuration, and that could include what symbol it has. And so maybe we start there with that, so we have some endpoint somewhere. But I don't know. I think, but that would require, to
Well, but
some
we can.
extent, just sort of thinking out how we want it to work, right?
Yeah, I mean, the simple thing we can do now, so you have it tomorrow, is that we can give you a way to, when you hit the slash peers endpoints, you know, the broker has this peer cache, right? Which is like the slash peers. You can see all the peer data plus the directory data cached on the peer. And we can give you a way to query that with context. So it will give you your own peer, basically. You know, like we can give you an endpoint that will give you, just like with the patron requests, it automatically takes context from the tenant identifier, then we can do the same here. And you will also get the branches this way, because we have them linked up to the main entry internally. So we can give you like the main entry and the branches. I'll create something for because th this will be largely
the same as for everything else, pretty much, right? Like we just narrow down the output of patron requests and
Yeah, I
transactions.
understand. I
Yeah, so this
understand.
will be the same. I think that that's the easiest because then you can get all the information, including the JSON directory entry straight up from there. I'll take another look
Yeah,
at that.
and that'll work until we have settings.
Yeah. That sounds good, Jason. All right, so Kurt, you good? Let's wrap up this pull request. And then yeah, and then you have the directory stuff, right? Next. Okay. Think that looks good, guys. How important is this schema scoping, this sort of the schema isolation for the databases? Ian, you have some workarounds, right? But it would actually be better if it was.
If we want to use this in prod, we should have we should have them behave like other folio modules and create a schema. Otherwise, we have to do a separate database for all these things. So,
I mean,
it's
it will
not.
never, right? Just to be clear, right? I mean, we're gonna isolate it on schema more like a mechanical namespacing, but it's never gonna behave like folio module because this is actually doesn't use schemas for tenancy like folio, right? This
Okay,
is just
right.
have a single schema,
Single.
and we put all the tenants within that one schema, but that doesn't matter for you,
So
right?
what I guess I don't understand is this, we're talking about directory here, right? The directory module.
Yeah, it's going to be the
Both.
same, right? I mean,
So it's enabled
whatever.
on a tenant, right?
Well, I don't know.
It is, but
Is
the database is not partitioned that way.
yeah.
okay, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out like what it means to have it enabled on multiple tenants.
I don't think that there's ever going to be a case for that, to be honest.
Okay, so there's
Maybe,
gonna
but.
be one consortial tenant or one tenant that's just
Yeah,
three, or
something like that. I mean, the tenant, the
well, I
dedicated.
think we
In
would
any case,
the thing that is the problem is that it's bumping into what was it again, Jason? Broker, mock. Anyway, they're trying to run
broker.
these migrations, and they're yeah. So they need someone
No,
to run the
show. I
same
mean,
database.
that's just purely a name, a technical namespacing
Yeah.
problem. We should have not done it. We should have always had our, because we just put stuff in the public namespace.
Yeah.
But
So
that has nothing, right?
that's the motivation to do this, and you can
Yeah.
develop without doing it because it's in a separate database now, but it'll need to be handled. So probably
No,
earlier than later, right?
understood. And
Yeah.
that's we're gonna do it like this, right? But that's gonna be just like a static namespacing. So
Sure.
w you will always get a, crossing broker and namespace and directory namespace.
Okay.
But it's not
So
gonna be creating one
in
per
your
tenant.
two environment, I created three tenants for you to work with. Which one should have directory enabled?
No, I think they would all have, wouldn't they have it enabled? Like they need to be able to hit directory and they need to have the Okapi needs to set their header. And then they definitely need to be able to hit broker with Okapi setting their header to indicate which institution they are. So we still have institution level tenancy being used, but we're really just using the header to kind of be who am I?
Well, sure, but I mean, it just only moments ago, you said someone, I don't know if it was you or Jakob, said, oh, you'd only ever have it on one, like a consortial tenant,
Right,
but
well,
it's not.
we're not partitioning the database per tenant.
Sure.
And so all of the tenants would be still hitting the same set of tables in the same
Yeah.
schema.
But it'll be enabled on every tenant.
I think
Yeah.
so, but
Okay.
I don't, yeah.
All right,
It could
that's
be, right?
fine.
I mean, if.
I was just confused because I thought we were talking about not enabling it. I don't have an opinion. That's great.
It's like a singleton, Ian, right? Think about it like a singleton. So like typically in folio, each tenant has its own.
Sure.
database, the
Yeah.
schema.
Right.
And but it's not actually needed. Like the system doesn't care. I mean, the system gives you a header, and then it's actually, you could say, implementation detail of RMB and those other modules that do it, that they kind of map the tenants to a schema.
Right.
But we don't do it. We just map the tenants to a filter that we apply when we read stuff from the database. So actually, our tenant, you could say, is like
Right.
row level, right?
So when you update a directory, you do that from within a tenant. It could be any tenant, and it will just all the all they will all be making changes to the same DB. But there's
We actually don't
any.
run any migrations on tenants in it. We run migrations when you deploy. That's a major
Okay.
difference from Folio, right? So,
Yeah. But
yeah.
all right, let's say there's a UI and I go to update a directory entry and I hit save. That's all like it doesn't matter what tenant. There's no there's nothing that is related to the tenant when I hit save, I guess. I'm just trying to think of
The
well
authorization is,
safe. Yeah.
yeah, there is some stuff that is related to the tenant, but it gets saved in the same table in the same database,
Okay. All right.
right? So it's just that there is some authorization that is being mediated by the business logic, but that's,
Yeah.
yeah. So it
So the
just
original
checks,
question
hey,
was
who are
how
you?
important is this database separation? And I think we've covered that, right? It's important
Yeah.
because it's crashing into the broker and it should be done sooner than later. So it's not like a lot of work
Exactly,
later. But
exactly.
that
But
said,
we,
I don't care about it right
yeah,
now. I've got
and
a letter that's coming
we're
out.
just gonna do a static separation, you know, like we're just gonna stuff it in a, instead of just keeping stuff in public, we're just gonna put it in like crossing broker and directory.
Great.
It
Okay.
just means that when you update Trove or somebody, then there's gonna be a big S migration, unless we can avoid it. I don't know if it's possible. Like, can we? Maybe somebody can check, or we can just ask the LLM, I guess. So can we just namespace stuff, or do we need to physically create this new schema on the next migration and move everything, all the tables, and how costly that operation is? I think it should be primarily a logical switch, right? I don't think it's like physically going to be moving those tables and stuff.
I would assume no, right? We're not upgrade. You're talking about migration path from legacy directory to new directory. I would
No,
assume
I'm just talking
the table
for
structure
the
is different.
internal migration, right? I mean, it's like we're gonna put a database migration to move all those tables to the to a schema, right? And that
But they
migration is
have
gonna
different
run
columns
everywhere.
anyways.
What?
The tables will have different columns. Like they're just fundamentally different. We'll need to have some software to do this mapping.
No, it's the same columns. Why would they be different?
Between mod directory from
Oh,
Groovy
no,
and
you're
I'm not
just
talking
talking
about
about the
that.
migration from public to a separate namespace. Yeah,
Oh,
just
okay,
public
yeah, the
yeah.
separate namespace,
Well,
right?
that
I
doesn't
mean,
matter. Just throw it away. Just start again.
I think if we do it early enough, we can just do
Well,
that. We
it
don't have to
matters
migrate
for the
anyone.
broker because we have some customers on it, Jason, so that's why it matters.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, you can have it in a mode where it runs public. You can just tell it that its schema is public for those
No,
ones.
I don't
They can.
think I want that. I think we'll just
Okay.
migrate it and then we just keep the schema. But I just want to, like, we need to experiment a little bit with that migration, see like what's the easiest way, because I wouldn't also want to change all those SQL files, like if we need to be explicit, but maybe we can just set the search path
I would say
basically in
set the search
Postgres.
path for sure. I would be sort of surprised if Go didn't have that, but even then we could just add like a middleware or something that like we
Yeah,
provide the database connection.
I think that can be done. We'll just need to experiment with it. Anyway, there is a ticket for it. Somebody's gonna be looking into it, but just to align about what's gonna happen, right? It's just gonna end up in a static schema, but that will allow you to run multiple of those things in a single database. So I think that's the goal. All right, guys, I need to run. Is there anything else that we want to talk about?
I don't have anything. I'm ready to call it a meeting.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Yeah.